this week's special edition of the Almost Awesome Esports Show. This week I am joined by five members of Paragon Esports. So going around the table, we have Jula.
Hey guys, how you going?
Jimmy.
Yeah, what's up?
Lucky.
Yo.
Frosty.
What's up?
And AJ.
Hello, how you doing?
So we'll just go back around the room again quickly, and you can all just introduce yourself and sort of tell us sort of what team, what sort of game you play, or your everything you played previously, all that sort of stuff. So if you want to go first, Jula.
I'm a COD player. I've been playing for about 8 years. I've been playing competitively for about 4 years, but that's just very on and off. Yes, so trying to represent this Paragon COD team, and yeah, that's cool. About it.
Cool. What about you, Jimmy?
I've been playing League since Poppy's release, if anybody would remember that. That's been a bit more than 5 years, I think. I've previously played for AAO as top lane, but since then I've decided that top lane wasn't my jam, and I've moved to support, okay. Which I've been playing for the predominancy of this season.
The season's just started.
The last season, my bad.
Fair enough. Lucky, you're the owner?
Yeah, I own the organization. I played competitive COD back in MW2, so I played that for a few years. I played in CGI, so I played the Invite League for Cybergamer for that. I also played League of Legends competitively. I reached peaked Diamond 1 in Season 3. And then I had a Challenge MMR in Season 2. And then over the last 2 years, I basically just moved to an organization role within the organization, a management role. And yeah, that's about it.
Okay, cool. Frosty, you're one of the players for the Dota team?
Manager.
I manage the Dota team, which is roughly like a 4 to 5k range team of players. I was previously playing on the team back in the day when we were called something else that wasn't Paragon. And I also played competitive Heroes of New Earth and became Oz Seasonal Champion for that game as well. And I played poker as well for the last 20 minutes.
Nice. And finally, AJ, you're the manager for the SWAT team?
Coach.
I'm the coach for the SWAT team.
I'm getting it all mixed up.
I've been playing Swipe for about 2.5 years, so I've got quite a bit of experience in it. Previous to Smite, though, that hasn't really been much in my esports career. I played COD casually, although I thought I was very good. I suppose the only other game which I really had a shot at would have been Burnout Paradise, where online I was one of the highest ranking players in the world.
Okay, cool.
And you're also from Europe. As well, so
yes, I'm from Europe, so it's 5:20 where I am right now.
Yeah, so
in the morning.
I couldn't pick up on that accent.
That's commitment. So the team you coach, are they in Europe as well, or are they over here in Australia?
No, they're in Australia, right? They're in Australia.
Okay. They were previously known as Law Gaming. If anyone's followed the OPL, and then we picked them up just before the Challenger Cup, and that was basically. 2 seeds from that go to the PAX Australia tournament. So we finished about 5th in that. And we were defeated by SIF, I believe, or it was a team before that, I believe. We had a pretty strong chance at that, but now that we've actually got a coach, they're actually really confident in, you know, making OPL and becoming a top 4 team. So yeah.
Yeah, it'll be good to see how they go next year. But just regarding some of these other teams, do you have we seen any competitive play recently? Like, where was the most recent time we've seen some of these teams?
You might have seen them in the 82P, the Australian Dota 2 Premiership League or whatever it's called. They're currently playing in the semi-pro group for that. So they're versing teams like Invidious, which is also a pretty well-known organization in Australia. And currently, I think we're 2-2 in that, Ben.
We have 4-2. 4 wins, 2 loss. And we have one remaining game in January. And then there's going to be a tiebreaker if they win that. And afterwards, if they win the tiebreaker, they go to the playoffs to join the pro division.
So yeah, basically, so the winner of that, I believe, goes into the Pro Division, I think.
Yeah, the top two teams or something, like that.
Into the Pro Division, so that's got teams like Trident Esports, which everybody should know.
Yeah. And Godot as well. He's probably one of the bigger guys.
Other teams, our COD team played in the online qualifiers for the CWL. That didn't go too well.
Choke!
Yeah, they choked. But it's alright. I don't know if you guys are going for the Challengers thing or whatever. Or are you guys just going to be scrimming and stuff like that? But
hard out, dude.
More announcements on that coming probably early next year.
Later on in the podcast, I'll bring up some stuff.
Yeah, hashtag Intel.
Yeah.
Our Rocket League team is currently in the Invite League. Not going to tell you too much about that because it's kind of a depressing story. all I'm going to say is 1-6 the dream.
Beauties of being an org owner.
1-6 the dream.
Ouch.
Yeah, so I think the other thing would probably be the next really upcoming thing would be all those lands and stuff, like all the COD lands coming next year, so that does play in ACL.
Yep.
And ABT, which I think we're going to try and get you guys to, hopefully.
Yeah, I'd love that.
And then probably the next thing would be the Oceanic Challenger Series for the league team, which we are announcing probably by the end of this weekend. So if you guys are listening to this, you get inside intel. So that's where Jimmy is going to be a part of. We're just currently finalizing the roster before we announce it on probably Sunday. But yeah, we've got some really good players in that. Like, I'm really excited for it.
Yeah, the Oceanic League scene is sort of becoming really strong, so it'll be interesting to see who moves up.
I know that Hellions Esports recently just imported two players from Korea.
Really? I didn't see that.
They imported Cookie and Bomb from Korea. Ooh. To join them. So that roster is Ryu, Cookie, Bomb, Frey, and T-Gun. So that's three of the old immunity players after that immunity, the scandal thing, whatever happened with them. But yeah, so that's probably going to be one of the more stronger teams now, but Chiefs and Legacy are still probably going to dominate the scene like they usually have.
Yeah, I was speaking to the Legacy manager a few weeks ago, and he seems really confident that they might be able to sort of overtake Chiefs as the top team this year, so.
Yeah. Well, I would like to see that, because Chiefs is kind of getting old.
It's becoming rather boring watching them win every game.
Yeah.
But looking forward into next year, you were talking about some of the COD, what you were looking to do with the COD team for next year. Do you have any goals as an organization as a whole? Where are you sort of aiming to be?
A top-tier organization. So, like, we want to be up with, like, Trident and Integranation and all them kind of organizations that are really well known within like not only the PC platform community but the console community as well.
Yeah.
So that'd be like basically our dream is to go for all of our teams is to go to international events. So hopefully that we have a chance to do that next year with some of our teams, because I know that for next year there's going to be a lot of qualifiers and all that kind of stuff for the overseas Dota, because there's more Dota tournaments next year and there's more chances for us with. So we go and qualify over with the C guys, the Southeast Asia guys. So hopefully that happens with all that kind of stuff, and then all the COD lands coming up. Like CWL, the COD World League, and all that kind of stuff. And then depending if we find the right team for CSGO, we'll branch into that, and then we'll see how that all goes next year. But so basically the goal is to get to all of these national events first, and just, win them. And then, go overseas.
Okay. Yeah, it seems like you've got a big year next year coming up. But we'll move into the sort of major topic for this week. One of the major things that seems to be, plague esports in general. People question, is esports actually a sport? Do you guys have sort of any opinions on that?
I love this question.
That's why I brought it up. I argue with everyone about it all the time.
I'll go first. I strongly believe it is a sport. Like, I've grown up around sports. I've competed internationally in sports. It might not be as physically demanding, which then goes into another topic with female players and all that, which I won't get into.
I'm sorry.
I think that it is a sport. It's as a competitive, I guess, athlete at some past life that I had. I really liked the mental side of sports and the reflexes and just everything, the fine tune, you know, mechanics of, you know, I guess the human body. And, you know, video games is all about that. And minimizing, mistakes. So that's what I think about that subject.
So yeah, I just want to continue on from what Julio said. So, you've got like the more physical aspect with physical sports, so like football and all that kind of stuff. So I'm a volleyball player, so don't give me shit.
I say nothing.
Okay, good.
I reserve judgment for a later date.
Okay. but so with physical, with basketball and all them kind of other sports, you do need to like practice every day to become like the best of the best. And that's the same with esports. You don't just, you know, pick up a controller or a mouse and keyboard and just automatically become the best. Well, unless you're Radio. But then again, he's really good. But like, so yeah, you got to put in the hours to become the best. And it's more like there is a physical component of it. So you've got to be able to like, you've got to have the mind control, like not the hand-eye coordination, which is more mental than physical. But so esports is more of a mental sport than a physical sport, so because you got to get them reflex timers and all that kind of stuff, especially when playing like a fast-paced shooter or a fast-paced, you know, MOBA game like COD. So you got to get them fast reflexes, and so basically more about reflexes and being actually physically fit, all that kind of stuff.
For
me, when you're describing a sport. And you're describing esports, you're describing the same thing. Because esports gather people of all walks of life together to cheer on their favorite teams, favorite players, in an environment most people would have thought impossible 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And when we really get down to it, bringing people together to live through the highs and lows of other people's success and failures, that to me describes a sport, and that's essentially what esports is doing.
Yeah, definitely.
And obviously, like, because esports is new to this day and age, we wouldn't have, I know I wouldn't have the drive, the competitiveness, or anything like that if it wasn't for my success in real sports. Like, not real sports, sorry, like just physical sports, you know? Like, I strive to be the best at everything that I, you know, touch and play, whatever. And I seek other avenues through video games to fulfill that, you know? So that's why I don't even blink an eye at whether esports is a sport or not. It's got bloody sport in it.
Yeah,
so,
there you go.
Yeah.
One of the things a lot of people say, though, is rather than calling it esport, we should be calling it sort of competitive gaming. Do you have any sort of, any idea on that, or?
Esport is... It's a shortened term for electronic sports, right? And that's basically what it is. It's a, because competitive gaming is basically just saying esports, electronic sports.
I think competitive gaming takes it away, like this whole argument of this whole is it a sport thing. I think esports
because
is the correct term.
With esports, you can't be like a competitive gamer because being a competitive gamer means that you're part of. Is that esports community, which is like amazing. I wouldn't have met the people that I've met now without the esports community, I reckon it's probably one of the biggest communities like in the world right now, probably, especially like not esports as a profession, but like gaming as a whole.
Yeah,
has really brought a lot of people together, but you know, from all different walks of life, as AJ was saying. But yeah, I reckon that esports is the correct term for what it is, because it just describes what it actually is.
I mean, and also going into the competitive gaming argument, how would thousands of people who enjoy F1, who enjoy rally driving, feel if we instead call it competitive driving instead of motorsports?
That's
one of the major points that I always bring up when people sort of want to not call it esports and look towards calling it competitive gaming. to me, it's the same sort of thing as motorsports, you know. Rather than a mouse and keyboard, you have your stick and your wheel. Rather than a monitor, you have a window. You know, it's the same thing.
And it's the same, like, athletes, like, you know, Olympians, they're like, what are they, they're playing sports. Why don't we just call it competitive running?
Competitive swimming, yeah.
Competitive.
It's very, very degrading.
Or competitive hand egg running over to the field.
What?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Americans wouldn't stand that title.
Yeah. So basically, hand egg is the term for football, because football in the UK is soccer, and it's just like, meh.
It's not football, it's soccer.
Really, but yeah.
Yeah, I call soccer football, and then I call football hand egg, just because.
Well, I call football rugby no matter what it is. So.
Fair enough.
I've been a lot of football players.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
Round ball players.
What do you call tennis?
Smacking each other with balls.
I call it giant ping pong.
I call it a waste of time, dude.
That sounds like every sport, well, most of them.
Except esports, guys.
Esports. Esports are one true sport.
I like people with open minds, and I'm not someone to slander anyone about whatever community they're involved in, other than Halo, because I think that's a dead community. The Call of Duty. But a lot of good Call of Duty players came from Halo first, so I've got nothing against it. I'm someone that I follow. I'm very mainstream. Like, I'll follow whatever's going, because I just want to be around it. I just love being competitive and trying my best and being surrounded by players that want you to be, that push you to be better. Yeah. And I'm sure all you guys can relate to that. We've all been a part of teams that have trash. And then you finally land that group of players that you play with nightly that hopefully are better than you, and that's when you shine. That's when you do your most improvement.
Yeah.
The trash teams sort of reminds me of this story that Lucky was going to tell.
Oh, yeah.
Segway.
Was playing.
Beautiful.
Okay, so this is like probably the first time I've played Dota in about 5 months. Because we had recently picked up the Dota team. I'm just like, stuff it, I'll play some with Frosty. And so we queued up, right? And he didn't know until we got into, what is it? Hero Select, whatever it's called. Sorry, I don't want to say Champion Select.
Just say Champion Select.
But he realized he queued us up for ranked. And I was level 5. So that did not go well. The team was pretty bad. It was about, what, like 2.9k MMR?
No, Lucky was...
Yeah, I didn't feed, okay? I went 0, like 8.
Is that all?
But yeah, so, 8. I don't know. That's just a funny story that always reminds me of Frosty.
That sounds like every solo queue game ever in League.
Yeah,
that's when I retired from Dota.
Yeah, good choice. I retire from Dota every night, man. I play it, and I know why I don't play it. So hard.
Yeah. The new patch is, big one.
Pretty rough.
Oh, it's crazy.
It's good. I like it.
The new Dota patch?
Yeah, it got launched yesterday the day before.
I haven't really looked much into it. Are there many sort of major changes there?
They pretty much changed everything.
So it's pretty much a league preseason, essentially?
It's more or less like, did you ever play Heroes of New Earth?
I did not.
Okay, well, it's like one of their patches kind of thing. They just added a bunch of, random mechanics in this random patch.
I was playing last night, Frosty, and I play carry pretty often. Safe playing carry. And I was getting ganked or something like that, or I was just going to go to a camp in the jungle.
Yeah.
Ran in there, and I was like, where the fuck am I? Like, what is going on?
Yeah, they changed the terrain as well.
There's steps here. What the fuck?
Yeah.
they changed terrain, they changed pathing, a few neutral camps.
Like, League pre-seasons. Like, this pre-season they did 80 carries, right? And I was playing Gangplank mid. Gangplank mid is strong.
That's a tongue twister.
Gangplank mid. He's like, okay, and I was versing Corki. I didn't realize that Corki had a 90% slow and a knockback.
Jesus.
Yeah, Corki's OP. So many of the ADCs are OP now.
And he did half my health with one auto attack.
What?
I was like, what the fuck?
Wow.
Oh, yeah. But then again, I'm bad at League of Legends now, so...
I'm sure you're much better than most of the community.
Yeah, probably.
That's not hard.
Yeah.
Especially in Oceania, you know.
Yeah, OCE's pretty bad. Everyone's pretty trash here.
Although, to be fair, everyone's an absolute prick online. When you meet people in real life, they're the complete opposite, which is... It's good.
That's why I love LANs, because they don't talk shit to your face.
No, I've actually experienced people talking shit to my face at LAN.
You headbutt them.
Yeah, I disagree with that statement of them being completely different.
Maybe it's because I don't actually play competitively, and sort of the only two league things I've been to are sort of, you know, the OPL final and that sort of thing.
But what you do is, like, you get friends with all these really big organizations, so people talk shit with you with LAN, you just go over to the really known team and say, oh, you want to come beat up somebody with me?
Or you send them the subtle invite to Bankstown in Sydney.
Call of Duty, you used to 1v1 on Rust in,
1v1 quick
in Modern Warfare 2. You just 1v1 him in the car park.
That's it.
Wow. Yeah, just gotta smash that bottle first, make it a nice and quick entry.
Jesus. But just speaking of league preseason quickly, did any of you watch All-Stars last weekend?
Hey, All-Stars, let's talk about that.
Is this League of Legends?
That event kind of, like, I'm not gonna lie, made me cringe so hard.
So, there were so many bad moments that were so bad, they were beautiful.
Okay, I just want to talk about Dash first. He dyed hair pink, and he tried to be Caster Jhun, okay? Nobody's Caster Jhun but Jhun, okay? Caster Jhun is like a 46-year-old Korean male that gets really hyped at League of Legends events. And it's amazing, and I love him.
Yeah. Yeah, Dash was very cringeworthy. I think after like the second or third one, I sort of had to turn my TV all the way down so that people on the other side of the Northern Hemisphere couldn't hear my TV.
What else? When the FACEIT finals, right? Or the ECA finals happened.
Yeah, Fnatic took out another win in that. That was
surprising. Na'Vi took them to 5 maps. They played like over 100 like rounds.
Yeah, something like that. It looked like I was devastated. I missed it.
4 16-14s. That was really good. But then the two other maps were 16-6. One for Na'Vi and one for Fnatic.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to see Fnatic sort of at the end of the year coming back to be on top in CS:GO after, you know, an amazing start of the year and then falling off in the middle there.
Yeah, I really like the new roster with Dennis instead of Pronax, but, you know.
Yeah, I don't know, I think it's all Olaf Meister. He makes the team.
Olaf Meister is the best player in the world, so...
Well, yeah, I guess, but, you know.
Did you guys by any chance play with the R8 before they patched it?
Yes.
It was...
Oh my god, that was the stupidest thing.
Dude,
I think
they tested it.
Like, my second game back from a 3-month break from Counter-Strike, I got 2 aces in one game with that pistol. I fucking loved it.
I think they may have patched the wrong version in. Like, that was the thing that they started with, going like, right, let's nerf this to the ground before we release it, and they forgot.
Now it's like terrible.
They released the moderator weapon.
It's not that bad now, it's still pretty strong.
It's terrible now. Like, you can outplay it really easily.
Yeah, it's too slow.
Counter-Strike
has always been like that with new guns. It's been overpowered as hell when it first released, and then they nerf it.
Yeah, but that's like
this
every
is
game.
A new level.
It's that with every game.
Yeah, you, that is.
Heroes, champions, they make it a little bit OP. You gotta wanna buy it.
Yeah.
Especially.
Counter-Strike. It's been about $20 opening cases today.
Any knives?
I made about $1.50 back.
Yes!
In skins, and that's just one.
Investment.
Yeah.
Have you got any knives out of any of them?
No, but can I talk about one of my friends, CK? He was one of the designers for Trident. And he bought 2 keys and opened 2 cases. His second one, he opened a $500 knife.
Oh, fuck off.
And I'm just like, fuck me.
I hate people like that.
So one of my friends opened 4 knives in a row, and I'm just like, what the fuck are you doing?
Are you sure he was actually opening cases and not just using one of the simulators online?
No, he was actually in-game.
Oh, for fuck's sake, I hate people like that.
You open two of them in game, like during warm up, and I'm just like, can I have one?
Yeah, that sucks. I think I spent like $150 on cases and got like $10 worth of skins back.
I did have a knife, like it was a full bayonet fade, but I sold it.
See, yeah. Like I own a knife, but I just want to unbox one.
Can I have it?
No.
Oh.
Just sell it and then buy keys to unbox
join
a new
in
one.
Joining fee.
Nah. I love my skins. I got a, like, that's the first thing I did before I was even good.
Bought a knife. Yeah.
I bought everything around my marble fade flip knife. It was like a blue, the blue one.
Okay, cool.
I don't know what phase it is, but yeah, I just went and bought all my Hyper Beast, everything, and all that stuff. I'm not someone that, if there's something that I want, instead of sort of being content with buying the halfway, I just get the one I want so I don't go on a massive spree like everyone else does and just buys cases because they're not happy with their skins.
I got a good skin, I guess. Not really.
Which one?
I got the Famous de Jin. It's nice.
It looks alright, but...
But then again, I'm trying to, like, trade up my X-Ray and my Orpassimal for a Stat Track Hyper Beast, but nobody knows.
Why not just buy it? Just go and buy it.
Yeah, but I have to sell my Forgotten first. I don't want to do that, because nobody buys X-Rays anymore, dude.
Yeah, well, just, you know, keep them and buy a new one. It's fine. Then sell it for, like, $2. Someone will buy it. That's all good.
I'm trying to sell it for like $30 because that's what everybody wants to buy it, dude. There's like been 8 of them have been sold in the last 24 hours.
Yeah. What do you do though? It's like the new cases went from $30 to 60 cents and it's like, I don't want to sell it anymore.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll move on to the final segment. Here we've got just a set of 4 or 5 would you rather questions.
Oh, I love would you rather questions, dude.
Fantastic. Oh, this will be good.
So, first couple are pretty simple. We've got Battlefield or Call of Duty.
COD.
Call of Duty.
COD.
Yeah.
I've played neither, but I'm going to go with probably Call of Duty.
Say don't be the outcast here.
I'm gonna go
with Battlefield.
No, yeah. Speaking of that, I do actually...
Wait, competitively or casually?
Yeah, I like
casually,
play...
casually.
I do like playing Battlefield casually.
COD's easy.
Yeah, COD is easy, but like I do like watching Battlefield. Like I watched Shift play at the ESL1 Cologne, whatever it was, a tournament that they went to.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. I'm just like, whoa. I wish I could be this good.
Yeah, everyone compares them, but they're sort of kind of completely different.
They're completely different.
When you would get into it with all the mechanics.
Battlefield, but it's like 24v24 and COD is like 5v5.
I thought Battlefield still had a
4v4.
5v5.
4v4, sorry.
It's 4v4. Fair enough. We've got Street Fighter or Tekken.
Oh,
I like Tekken.
Can I say Mortal Kombat?
I was going to say Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat.
Considering I was ranked 13 in Tekken for so long in Brisbane, I think I'm going to go with Tekken.
I did play like some of the original Tekken, but I never really got into Street Fighter, so I'm going to have to say Tekken.
Well, I wasn't born in the 80s, so I'm not good at Street Fighter. So
you're going to say Tekken?
Yeah, like it would be Tekken for me.
I'm going to have to go with Street Fighter.
Hey.
Street Fighter's good. I'd have to say Street Fighter as well, because that's the only one of the two I've played.
Fair enough.
That's better.
Yeah, I was going to say Mortal Kombat.
If we put Smash in there, would that change anyone?
Smash.
Yes.
Smash. I love it.
Smash, dude.
Smash team, I'm down now. I'm ready.
Yeah, let's do it.
And speaking of Smash, even though it's not really speaking of Smash, but I found my Nintendo 64 the other day.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I'm so hyped, because I've got bloody GoldenEye still. I'm just like, yeah.
Oh my god.
Yes. GoldenEye. I love GoldenEye.
Did you play it?
Yeah, I did.
Did you get sad when you had to strafe with the yellow buttons?
Yeah, I did.
Did you get sadder when you had to try and play against Oddjob?
Oh god.
I cried as soon as I put it in, dude. I'm like, oh my god.
It was a race to get Oddjob. That's right, yeah.
Who's spamming the bloody curse chat?
I don't know who's more overpowered, Oddjob from GoldenEye or fucking Meta Knight in Super Smash Bros. Brawl.
Oh god.
Meta Knight got nerfed, didn't he?
I could fly
around. Yeah, in the most recent one. But the the previous one to this on the Nintendo Wii.
Oh, yeah.
On the new one, Meta Knight is just like a...
That's shit.
He's just fucking...
I play Fox and I play Smash.
Yeah, you're a scrub.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like you now.
I just play Pikachu.
My idol is that PSN player, Leffen. The one that won like 4 majors in a row. Because he's the only Smash Bros. Player that I know that's not Mango from Cloud9.
Moving on, we've got Dota 2 or League of Legends.
Oh,
I had to do it, I'm sorry.
Wait. One at a time, because there's going to be opinions.
But doesn't your woman...
Casually or competitively?
Competitively, I'd have to say League.
No.
Yeah.
Is this assuming that we could play competitively?
Yeah.
I fucking hate Dota, but I love Dota. I'm conflicted. I fucking hate that game, and I love it.
Let's just say, to save the arguments, let's say casually, you know, just for fun, not competitively.
League is really terrible at Dota.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with League as well, both competitively and casually.
Hey!
I like Frosty a bit more now that he's man enough to say that.
Dota is cancer.
Yeah, Dota
does. Why do I manage this shit?
So you got that Korean barbecue.
Yeah.
Korean barbecue.
It's amazing, dude.
Yeah, man.
Is anyone here from Melbourne?
Yes.
You know that place in the alley? Up from the train station?
Which train station?
The one near the river. Near the convention.
Flinders?
I don't know what it's fucking called. I've been there twice.
Okay, so that'd be like me saying, oh yeah, near the roundabout in Sydney. not Sydney, Canberra.
Yeah.
Near the roundabout in Canberra,
there's 5 on the way to my work, and it's like...
You see that leaf there? Yeah, it's
No, it's the one near the convention center.
I don't even know where the fuck that is. I don't go outside, man.
Yeah, it's near the Crown.
Oh, near Crown? Yeah, that'd be Flinders.
Yeah, it's the one up the... It's like... I don't know, 10 minutes up the road.
Yeah.
It's in the alleyway. That's where I go whenever I'm in Melbourne. Cool. There's the nicest guy. I take selfies with the fucking waiter there. He's so nice. What?
What the fuck?
He's really nice. He's...
First it was netball and now...
I never said netball.
Volleyball.
Same thing.
What else can a 6'6" person do in something?
Wait, are you 6'6"?
Yeah, they're a fucking giant.
Wait, dude, what?
You're a greedy cunt.
Dude, I...
6'6".
And one of my, friends is 4'12", so...
Holy
what?
Shit.
What? Wow. Is he blowjob hot?
What? Alright, so, next, would you rather?
Speaking of restaurants, actually, beef or chicken?
Beef.
Oh, God.
How do you not like...
What chicken? Which part of the chicken?
All of it.
smash pork.
What? What type of beef?
Would you rather have the entire cow or the entire chicken?
Yes, do you want a pet cow or a pet chicken?
There's more cow than there is chicken.
I'll go the cow.
Yeah, beef.
Ribs.
And finally, I think we answered this one before, but soccer or football?
Oh, they're the same thing.
Wait. To play or spectate?
Yeah, I'm really bad at soccer. And I'm just as bad as football.
I mean, I can't answer this one.
I'd probably say football. I'd probably, lean towards football.
I mean, I hate myself for calling it this, but soccer.
The European guy.
That's why I had to call it soccer because we have, a European on here. I had to make him feel bad at least once.
All right, now the real question, boys: RedTube or Pornhub?
Hey,
RedTube's a shit system.
I'm under 18, so I'm gonna keep myself legally safe here.
You still take it?
Yeah, I'm not gonna answer that question either.
I know you gotta say you porn, don't you? Jesus.
Nah, Pornhub's just a better interface.
Plus, the people in the comment section are a lot nicer on that.
end the raid. What? Honest.
Have you ever seen those pictures where it's like, where do I find Fusion Core that for?
I've seen one.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, oh, I'm playing like he's a Dota hero, and he's like, what item should I buy next?
Do you have any more? I really like this.
Have you seen? I've got any more. Do you don't have any more? Do you guys have any?
Korean barbecue or Chinese?
Chinese.
Korean barbecue. I'm sorry.
Korean man, you're missing Korean out barbecue, if you're saying Chinese.
Yeah. Chinese restaurant food.
Whatever. Okay, yeah. Wait,
Macca's
or KFC?
KFC.
KFC. KFC, those crushers are amazing.
KFC, yeah. Sorry, I don't want to be the only one out. They're both equally good.
What about ramen or sushi?
Ramen.
Yeah.
I had like six.
Oh, minutes. Wait, no, I can't.
What about, alright, what about curveball or backspin?
What?
You're playing cricket, you know?
I don't play cricket. I don't go outside, man.
Timo, or who's cancer in Dota? I don't know.
Timo or everyone in Dota?
Yeah, yes. Timo or everyone in Dota.
No, Roshan. Yeah.
Roshan.
Let's just say Roshan.
Baron or Roshan?
Sniper or
Baron?
Baron. He looks more aesthetically pleasing.
What about the new Baron?
What?
Rift Herald.
That's the one.
Is this like a worm or something?
Yeah, it's a big-ass purple worm, man.
Yeah, it's got, like, tentacles as feet. It's amazing.
Right. Your windows.
Would you rather have bacon or sausages?
Oh, bacon. Can I say both?
What kind of sausages? Like,
good ones.
Really good pork sausages.
Ooh.
Like,
bacon.
Ooh, I don't know. If it's, like, cheese cranks
you can only have
something.
You can only have one.
Bacon sausages, like bacon wrapped sausages, or sausages.
Pigs in blanket. Oh, that is a Christmas thing over here in Britain.
Really?
Blanket. Yeah, I like bacon that much that I've wrapped prawns in bacon.
You can wrap anything in bacon, and it makes it 1,000 times better.
Yeah.
Have you ever had bacon lattice wrapped around a massive thing of beef?
Yes. What's that called? It's called something. I can't remember what it's called though.
Oh, no, it sounds good. Bacon.
Bacon? Yeah.
Bacon.
Yeah, probably bacon.
Everyone's turned to bacon.
What about, let's do brands here. Corsair or Razer?
Corsair.
Corsair. My keyboard's sick.
Yeah.
My keyboard's Corsair, but my mouse is Razer.
Yeah, same. I cheat for Dota.
Total pitch of HyperX.
My mouse is Razer, and I'm already having to replace it about 7 months into using it.
Yeah, that's about Razer.
Do you throw your mouse around? I do. I peg mine at walls.
I don't know. What did you get? Which mouse? Because I've had the same death.
I've got using for like Naga Chroma.
Aw.
I've got a 2013 death adder.
2013? I've got one of those, and it's still working since 2013.
Yeah, the only reason I'm replacing mine is because now it's doing this weird I'm gonna randomly double click thing.
Oh, I've never had a problem with that, honestly.
Yeah, I saw a thread on the sorry, ISIS or Illuminati.
Now we're really getting into the questions here.
Illuminati.
That was from Frosty in chat, so shout out to him.
Oh god, yeah.
Illuminati.
Probably. Yeah, probably Illuminati.
I do like triangles.
Triangles are more aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, than black flags, I agree. Yeah.
North Tower or South Tower?
Oh, no, we're not. God.
That's too far.
Yeah, I think it's time to give up on this.
Alright, just one more.
One more.
Okay. Fuck, marry, kill. Hitler. Putin and Stalin.
Wait, who? Hitler?
Hitler, Putin, and Stalin.
Oh, okay, well...
Can we not just fuck them all? I'm not gay. Just say.
Can we do it with,
I don't know if that would make
it right now.
Huh? What?
Do it with, actually people that are alive.
Oh, okay, so we'll do Game of Thrones characters. Everyone watch Game of Thrones?
Nope. Sweet. Peter Baelish,
Daenerys Targaryen and Tyrion. So Peter Baelish, Daenerys Targaryen and Tyrion. Alright, so who is
Alright, I would marry Peter Baelish because he's a sweetheart. I'd probably kill the imp, and I'd fuck Daenerys.
Oh, dude, that's... I'd probably kill Peter, then fuck. I don't even know, dude.
I'll do the same.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I'd probably do
Do you know that the actor for Daenerys Targaryen got voted sexiest woman alive?
Yeah, that's just...
Oh, thank you.
What?
What's in 30 minutes?
Closing time at the university.
Oh, okay.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, I really didn't expect that. That was...
Okay, wait. SNSD or, to anyone?
Wait, what?
What?
Huh? Are you serious?
Yeah, what?
Okay, never mind.
Alright, so do we have Red Pepper or Dank Mint?
What the hell? What is that, man?
I think his roof's caved in and it's just raindrops falling on his microphone.
Yeah.
I think he's dead.
Oh, okay.
That's the explanation.
Western music or K-pop?
Western music. I love my EDM.
Western music.
Anyway, I think that's pretty much all we've got for that part.
Cool. Okay.
I guess it's about time we wrap things up.
I have one shout out to our sponsor, Armour Centrum.
Yeah, I was just going to get around to that. All the plugins and all that sort of stuff.
Jump of the gun.
Sorry. Trying to give him too many shout outs. Anyway.
So shout out to Chris of Armour Centrum. Shout out to all of them.
Oh my god, that mic.
Shout out to Lockie's mic. Which is.
Is it good now?
I mean, if any microphone manufacturers are out there are looking for a team to sponsor, please get in touch with Lanchy on Twitter.
Yeah, audio.
I have a steel series, guys.
Yeah, you fucked up.
Yeah.
I mean, if they sponsor us, you did the right thing. I don't know, whatever.
Anyway, you want to try your plugs again? Does anyone else want to give them a shot?
yeah. Shout out to the guys at Landslide. For running a LAN in Melbourne that isn't shit. Always good fun.
Yeah. Shout out to the barracks. Amber's LAN thingy.
Alright.
Shout out to Otherness.
Yep, alright. I agree, Matt.
Shout out to... I don't even know. Shout out to Togradation for being there. Really needed it. Shout out to Dutch. Big shout out to
Slidell.
A lad.
Peter Lad.
Whose
mic is
that, man?
Oh, it's probably mine.
Yeah, it is yours.
God damn it.
Sorry. Sorry, I broke my cords.
I think you might be in a hurricane or something. I'm not sure.
Probably. Yeah.
Did your roof actually cave in?
Yeah, it probably did.
Fair enough.
I don't really have that many shouts apart from to my friends in the UK and all of Europe, and obviously to you guys here at Paragon Esports for bringing me in. Really appreciate it. And I suppose the biggest shout out goes to the EGL casting crew, who I cast with every week.
Yeah, and to Pantheon Podcast, AJ's personal podcast. Yeah. Not personal podcast, but his podcast. Check that out. I don't know shit about Smite, but now I do, because of him.
Definitely have to that one a little.
You should have been there for the last episode. We just talked for 2 hours about absolute nonsense.
Really? I watched the VOD.
I've actually got have a highlight of one of the things that we did, where we gave one of the people on the show fake spoilers about Star Wars, and he reacted so hilariously.
No, I'm not even... Like, even if they're fake, I'm not going...
Spoiler alert, Luke dies.
Whoever spoils Star Wars, somebody's going to find them, and I'm literally going to shove a fucking lamp up their asshole.
I watched it yesterday. It was sick.
Luke dies.
I've said I'm going to find them, and I'm going to cut them a lot.
I'm going to shove a lamp up their asshole.
that sounds nice.
Like, I was going
to... I'm glad for you.
Please, but I couldn't. Because
Anakin Skywalker dies.
Dude, he's already dead.
I thought it was Luke. I thought
he
Luke
dies died. Again.
He dies again.
Chewie dies. Chewie gets...
Is that an action?
Chewie gets a haircut.
And I'm just like, what the fuck?
Anyway, where can we find you guys? Off of here. Jula?
Yeah.
Off of here, yeah.
So, tweet up.
So, yeah, my Twitter is at JuloTube. And also we got the Paragon COD Twitter.
Do we actually?
Do we? You should get on that.
Okay.
So we do now.
At Paragon COD, probably. So, yeah, I'm at Paragon Miracle. You can also find all of my tweets also at Paragon.org. My direct messages are open now for both accounts if you need to ask questions or anything, you know, inquiries about anything. So, yeah. Frosty, what's yours? So I've been tweeting for 3 days.
I
think it's at Ben Frosty.
Twitter. I haven't used this in so long. Yeah, it's at Ben Frosty with the IE at the end.
Yep.
Yeah. Not much on there.
Jimmy?
I'm on Twitter at MIJLOL. So you can find me pretty easily.
And AJ.
Yes, you can find me on Twitter at AlphaJackal. You can also find me on Twitch. I stream sporadically, AJNB1995. Although I won't be doing streaming for the foreseeable future, at least until about the 4th of January, because I'm off on vacation.
Damn.
Holidays. Christmas?
Christmas, yes.
No worries. Anyway, that wraps up the show for this week. Thanks for listening. Have a Merry Christmas, and see you next episode.
Toodaloo.
See ya.
Bye. See ya.
Dream.